When we think of Mother's Day, we usually think about things that our mums did for us. For some of us, we think of things that they didn't do for us. Mother's Day isn't always a happy day. But Mother's Day is a time when we reflect on our mothers, or lack of mothers. And for those of us who are mothers, it's a time when we tend to start to look at what it means to be a mother. So to all the ladies here today that are mums, I really want to encourage you regarding your role and your input. Yes, we can laugh at the little video about the unnoticed things, but I encourage you, keep sewing. See, it may be unnoticed on earth, but it's not unnoticed in heaven. And as a mum, you're a difference maker. So keep sewing. Don't give up. Don't think, oh, it's not noticed. Or my kids are too old. That's an easy one to think. Especially when you are getting older. But I really want to encourage the woman and also the men, because there's a message here for you men this morning as well, about the role that we play even when our kids are growing. So I want to look this morning at a story of Jesus and his mum. And let's draw some things out of that. So let's first of all read it. It's in John 2, starting with verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." I want you to think for a moment of the scenario. Now, Mary went to this wedding, and I think she must have been connected either to the bride or the groom, or the parents of the bride and groom, because she knew before it was made public that they had no wine. Now, Jesus and his disciples being there sounds almost like the way that it's written, like they were there because of Mary. She was the one that was invited, and Jesus and might as well bring his disciples too, they can turn up. I mean, weddings in those days, it was the whole village that celebrated. So Mary comes, and she knows that there is a problem. So she comes and she tells Jesus, "We have a problem, there is no wine." Now, I don't know what Mary was expecting Jesus to do, but she did go to him. And she did tell him, "This is the problem. They have no wine." Now, Jesus is polite. I mean, nowadays, if a guy said to his mum, "Woman," I mean, that wouldn't sound very polite. But in those days, that was a polite way to address her. "Woman, what's it got to do with me? My hour hasn't come." In other words, "Sorry, mum, not my problem." Now, what would most mums do? Most mums would probably say, "Well, it ought to be your problem. You need to listen to your mum. You need to be socially responsible. I know you're going to save the world. At least you can save me at this moment." I think most mums, and dads would have said something back to Jesus to manipulate, to control, to convince, to reason. I mean, everything from our whole list, from being controlling just to try and put your point of view forward. Whatever way you want to be on that scale, most of us would have said something to Jesus. But Mary didn't. Mary did a very interesting thing. She just turned to the servants and said, "Whatever he says, do it." Now, in the Bible, servant is actually a picture of faith. You may remember Elijah, and he is praying for rain, and he's praying and praying, and the servant, he sends up the mountain, he says, "Go up the mountain and look for rain." So the servant runs up the mountain, looks, clear blue sky, comes back down to Elijah and says, "Don't see anything." Elijah says, "Go again." I think this time he probably ran a little slower up the mountain. And he came back and said, "Nah, see nothing." And Elijah said, "Go again." I think he went even slower up the mountain this time. I think by the time he got to the seventh time, I think he was pretty slow climbing the mountain. And he finally looked out and said, "I see a little cloud. It's about the size of my hand." And he comes back to Elijah and says, "I see this little cloud. It's just a little fella. It's about the size of my hand." And Elijah says, "We've got it. We've got the answer. Come on, let's get out of here. The rain's coming." This was at the end of a 3-year drought. No rain, no dew. See, our servant is our faith. What do? When we hear a no? What do? When we ask something of our kids? Or what do? When we see our kids that are in a place that we don't think they should be? When we see them in a place that's far from God? I mean, Mary didn't have that problem. She just had Jesus say, "Not the right time." And sometimes our kids can say that. Usually instead of "it's too early," usually kids when they're grown will say, "Too late. Making my own way now. Too late, I'll make my own decisions. Too late, you weren't there for me when I was a kid. It's too late now." Some of you have heard statements like that. My encouragement this morning is, instead of trying to change and to reason with your children, talk to your faith. Tell your faith, "Whatever he says." See, kids might not listen, but your faith does. Because our faith is our servant. And we can always have a listening servant that says, "God, whatever you say into this situation, that's what I'm going with. It may seem like I've got a no. It may even seem like heaven has said no. But God still answers faith." Mums and dads, don't give up on where your kids are at. Have a go again attitude. keep sowing. If they don't listen, just tell your faith to listen. As for me, I'm going to listen to God. Why? Because faith moves mountains. And some of us have kids who need some mountains moved. And God's not worried whose faith it is. When the man was lowered down through the roof, it was the friends that pulled the roof apart to let their paralyzed friend down. And it says that Jesus saw their faith. It wasn't the faith of the paralytic man, it was the faith of the friends, I believe, that Jesus saw. And some of us have got friends and relatives who they're not listening to God, but you still can. Why? Because all that Jesus is looking for is some faith. And if faith can move a mountain, then let a mountain move. So I want to encourage you this morning, mums and dads, start moving some mountains. Tell your faith, whatever he says, that's what we're going with. Secondly, I want to encourage our ladies here this morning. I remember my mum telling me when she was a little girl, she was raised with the whole thing of children should be seen and not heard. Anybody else raised with that? Couple of you have been raised with it, yep. That is not a message that is publicised now. I don't think there's many kids that are growing up, not in our Western society, that are hearing the message children should be seen and not heard. Children nowadays are seen and children definitely are heard. The message has changed. And I believe this morning God wants to change the message that some women have heard here. See, many little girls here, you can't, you're a girl. Girls don't do that. You're worthless. You're not wanted. God only uses a woman when he can't find a man. I've got good news for you. The message has changed. See, religion gives woman a message that God is not giving. Religion tells woman to sit down and to be quiet. But that's not what God says. God has a different message for his daughters. We're going to look this morning at a message that God has about his daughters. It's in Psalm 45:13. The royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold. That's how God sees his daughters. He sees them as glorious. Not second rate. Not someone to sit down and be quiet. Not somebody who can, well, you can do the dishes in church, but don't expect to do anything more. I mean, you're a woman. God calls his woman glorious. Let me give you some other meanings for that word. The word glorious, I've got to find where I've got it on my notes. It means beautiful, magnificent. And it says that her clothing is woven with gold. Now, clothing is something we have to choose to put on. And sadly, many of God's daughters are wearing rags. Why? Because that's what they've been told they're allowed to wear. Obviously, I'm talking about in the realm of the spirit. But there's a lot of God's women who think that they are second rate because they are women. God wants his woman free. And God wants his woman to be walking in the glory that he has for them. Where it says that their clothing is woven with gold. Gold speaks of the heavenly. There's a heavenly aspect that God wants us as women to walk in. There's a second aspect to the clothing that we are to wear that I want to bring out. It's from Proverbs. Proverbs 31:25. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. Strength and honor are her clothing. Most of us know that guys are strong. But woman, do you know that you are strong too? God wants women to put on the garments of strength that God has given them. Their garments of beauty. That strength can also be translated majesty, praise, boldness. It's not the boldness of arrogance, but it's the boldness of simply knowing who you are before God. You're his daughter. God wants his daughters to walk as royal daughters. Strength and honor. Sadly, many of God's women have been dishonored because they are women. I'm seeing a couple of you nod. Culture and religion has done a good thing of telling women that they are second rate. God doesn't have any second rate kids. Doesn't matter what gender we are. Doesn't matter what age we are. It doesn't matter what race we are. God only has first rate kids. And each and every one of you here this morning, as God's kid, you are first rate. Thank you, Paul. That was a great place to say amen. Right from the Garden of Eden, God said that there would be enmity between the woman and the serpent. And history has shown that enmity that exists between the devil and woman. Guys, it's a battle that you have not had to face. But pray for those who do. Because even in the church, there is a battle that many women have to face. I can tell you from my own story, to stand behind this pulpit has been a battle. But God wants his woman to win the battle. And to stand in the strength and the honor that God has given them. And it says, she shall rejoice in time to come. I like the New Living Translation, which says, she laughs without fear of the future. Friends, that is what God wants his glorious woman to look like. Ones who can stand without fear and to walk in what God has for them. Not as a replacement for men, but side by side with men. So we're going to finish this morning with a blessing tunnel. I'm going to have the men come shortly, and we're going to have the blessing tunnel over this way. Paul, I'm going to move you forward a chair. See the standing? You're going to get to hold the basket. Can you grab the other end of the plastic bag? Hold it. And Paul's going to hold this basket. Ladies, when you come through, there will be a scroll for you to pick up that has some declarations for you. But we're also, at the end of that, I want to pray for some parents this morning. I want to pray over you that go again attitude that I spoke of earlier. Because I know that we have some parents here, and I'm not just talking to mums, I'm also talking to dads. And you feel like it's too late for your influence into your children and your children's children. Some of you, it's a distance issue. Some of you, it's just the fact that they've grown, they've left home, and it's like, God, I have no voice there anymore. God wants you to know you have a voice. You have a voice in the realm of the Spirit. And I want to pray for some parents this morning for that go again attitude that says, you may not hear my voice, but my faith hears his voice. And what I hear, I will declare. As parents, we can sow into the realm of the Spirit, and we can see situations change, and we can see our kids and our kids' kids be blessed. Why? Because we're parents. Why? Because we say to our faith, they might not be listening. My kids might be saying this and my kids might be saying that, but faith, we're listening to what God says. Let's pray. Papa, I thank you that you set up family. You called yourself a papa, a dad. You gave yourself a family title. And Lord, I thank you that you love not only us, but you love our kids. You love our grandkids. You love our great-grandkids. And Father, I know that you're saying to some people here this morning, your role is not over as a mother or a father. You have seed to sow. And what you sow, you will reap. So Father, I thank you. I thank you for every woman that is here this morning. I thank you for touching them with the reality that they are not second rate, that they are beautiful in your eyes because they're your daughter. And the king's daughter is all glorious. We declare that this morning, Lord, over every woman here. Amen.